and it's the second day of a new year, the new year of 2009, and the country is dealing with some very important economic troubles that are trickling into every area of life, and that includes fashion. Designers might be keeping a lower profile this year to save some money. Scott Schumann writes about fashion on his blog, The Sartorialist. He joins us here in our studio in New York. Welcome, Scott.
Good morning.
So fashion really is in the eye of the beholder, and you would certainly be, as a fashion veteran, as Time magazine calls you, one of the most influential style makers in the country. Tell us about this trend.
I think the economic downturn is actually, an ability for people to, or a chance for people to not feel so directed by the bigger fashion, you know, whether it's Vogue magazine or GQ or whatever it is, maybe internalize a little bit more, not feel that, you know, someone has to be in fashion. You know, I don't really know anybody, you know, the richest of the rich that always buy new wardrobes every season. And I think there's a lot of people seem to be worried about what's in fashion. And now I think it's a chance for them to not worry about so much, you know, what's going to be the new thing or the new trend or whatever, and internalize it a little bit more, make
it
a little bit
creative.
More of a, get creative and make
or,
more of
or
a
repeats.
Personal.
You can actually do repeats.
Repeats, yeah, or rework. I think that's going to be one of the key things is, you know, how do you rework, you know, your wardrobe? You know, I think it's going to hurt the retailers, but this might be a chance, for the whole tailoring and alteration industry to really take a step forward again that, we haven't seen, you know, tailors, local tailors, have an important role in the style of how we dress. You know, they hem the pants, they take the jacket and
do
a little
the basics.
Bit. They do the basics, but, you know, maybe we're going to find this is a chance for them to step up. I think this is a chance for them if they take that chance.
To get inspired,
be more directional, like what my perception is, what they used to be in the 30s and 40s, you would go and say, you know, I want the new suit. And those tailors, those local tailors knew that.
This is really triggered by the fact that there are some major designers who have announced that they're not going to be showing in the upcoming Fashion Week in the new year, which is for the fall. And who are those designers not showing, and what kind of money are they going to be saving by not? And is there some consequence in their sales? Because we all know that retail numbers are down.
I mean, I don't really think, you know, there's going to be a huge consequence, you know, in their sales. You know, someone like Vera Wang isn't showing at the tents. But, you know, she has such an important press network that, you know, all the editors that are going to need to see the collection are going to see it. And, I mean, I don't know many, you know, everyday real people that are really looking at those images from Vera Wang or for inspiration, but there's still a lot of people showing.
I'm wondering, with the retail sales down so much, if some of these designers are just worried that stuff's going to just sit on shelves and they kind of lose face if that happens.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's about time. You know, I think we have too many designers. Right. We have too many stores, too many designers, I think, cutting back on the shelves. Yeah. You know, how many do you really need? I mean, when the economy's good, you know, X store opens another branch because they think there's maybe a potential in this place.
So downsizing in your mind is not necessarily a bad thing. And then there's this window of opportunity for us regular folks to realize some of our dreams with some of our old clothes.
With our old clothes, or, you know, I think it's a chance for the bigger, it's almost like baseball. You know, the more baseball teams you open up around the country, the weaker the pool gets. You know, with some of these designers, if they start closing, they're going to go back to these other bigger companies and start working. I think those bigger established companies are going to get better.
It is like baseball. You got to find a closer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Whoa.
But I think it's going to make those companies that survive better. You know, it's going to make them leaner. It's going to make them more in tune with what's happening at retail. I don't think customers always want to get what they want. They want to be inspired. And when so many designers are opening up, you know, that just, you know, it narrows the design pool. And they can make these bigger companies better if these people come back in-house. And, you know, the strong will be stronger. And the rest, you know, I don't need to see. I go to a lot of the shows in Europe and Paris and, you know, New York. And I don't need to see a million shows. Hmm.
You know, one of the great things about the Sartorialist is that you do have a great sense of the leading edge that fashion represents, that there are things about the fashion industry that do lead the economy, lead trends, lead a sense of taste. Now, aside from the obvious, okay, people will be buying fewer shirts, which is an obvious consequence of the economic downturn. What other sort of interesting kind of out there taste trends do you see possibly emerging from this economic downturn?
Well, you know, I think the other thing that's really going to lead, you know, something that's been growing for a while, like my blog, is this whole idea of personal style. You know, you can't really get that in magazines because they're so driven by advertisers that they have to show new with new with new. where I think, you know, blogs and these kind of new media has grown because they're not so driven by advertising. They're much more in tune with what real people are doing. So whether it's a blog like mine, where I think, you know, it's one of the first kind of fashion things, you know, something that's considered serious in the fashion industry, where people can look at a blog and see a guy that looks kind of like them. Maybe it's their size, you know, it's a tall guy, it's a big guy, whatever, and say, he looks great, and be able to print that picture, take it to their tailor, take it to Nordstrom, and say, you know, I want to look like him. That's a more specific one-on-one way of figuring out how you want to look. So your direction isn't always coming from glossy high-end magazines. It has a chance to come from some other places that really affect you.
So we need to look to our inner fashionistas. There's a takeaway for you. That's the advice from Scott Schumann, founder of the popular blog, The Sartorialist. Thank you, Scott. And now we turn to Femi Oke with the headlines.
Thank you very much. The time is just coming up to 21 minutes to the top of the hour.